Like much of higher education, the University of Delaware wrestles with the question of how to diversify its student population. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. The university's main campus in Newark is disproportionately white relative to Delaware's overall population. It also has a reputation for catering to middle and upper middle class students. Last year, school leaders launched a pilot program they hope will change that. And if you're picturing a typical kumbaya-style diversity initiative, well, think again, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
That was a good one. It's 6:45 a.m. on a Thursday, early, except for a group of ROTC students exercising outside. About the only thing stirring at the University of Delaware is here, inside Gilbert Hall.
My man, Donnie. Donnie.
Fucking Elvin. Kid DJ. Coming in hot.
Now, if not for the time of day, this could be a study session or maybe a club meeting. Then the chanting begins.
What is the day?
A new beginning.
What is our mission?
Defining purpose through shared experience, strength, and hope.
Again.
Defining purpose through shared experience, strength, and hope.
What will we become tomorrow?
Scholars.
Who will we become tomorrow?
Scholars.
Welcome to the world of UD Scholars. The students you heard there are incoming freshmen. They're all either students of color, first-generation college students, or low-income students, oftentimes all three. None of them quite had the high school GPA or SAT scores to get into UD's main campus, but after an interview, they were given a second chance, a conditional acceptance. The condition is that they complete a two-week orientation right before classes begin in late August, and that orientation is intense.
We have to be downstairs and ready to go to breakfast by 6:45 in the morning, and we get released at 11 at night. And we have one hour of free time.
Amos Tarley is one of 31 students in the UD Scholars Program this year.
The beginning was rough. It was kind of like a power struggle. I felt like I was the boss of me, and they felt like they were the boss of me.
The they he's talking about are the peer staff, a group of older students who control basically every waking minute of the UD Scholars' lives over these 2 weeks. They greet them in the morning, they release them, as Amos says, at night. They even chaperone them as the scholars walk, in a group, from class to class.
Is everybody's roommate here?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Alrighty, let's go.
Okay.
Once they're on the move, the scholars are expected to, quote, walk with purpose. That means they have to walk fast. If any gaps emerge in the line, the students receive what's called a write-up from one of the peer staff. It's kind of like a demerit. Then once they get to class, they have to abide by a whole nother set of rules. Tasneem Wilson is a junior at UD and a member of the peer staff.
In class, there's no slouching, no side conversations, nothing disrespectful, no falling asleep. You have to participate. If you don't participate, you might get written up, or you will get written up.
Of course, if you participate out of turn, that's also a write-up. And no excessive yawning, even a long blink, that can earn you a write-up.
And it's just to let them know of the behavior and let them know that the behavior is not acceptable, that it's not scholarly.
Now, this probably sounds harsh, and Doug Zander, UD's director of admissions, would agree.
I remember the first night I saw this, I just thought, oh, I didn't really expect it to look like this. I don't, you know, this feels mean. I can't do this.
And that's coming from the guy who actually helped develop this program 5 years ago at Millersville University in Pennsylvania. The thing is, it seems to work. At Millersville, first-year student retention for these borderline applicants jumped 20 percentage points. At UD, 30 of the 33 students who enrolled last year in the program returned this fall. That 91% retention rate is almost exactly in line with the university's overall average. Now, most conditional acceptance programs focus on academics and getting students up to speed. UD Scholars focuses instead on soft skills so that students can persevere during that rocky transition to college life.
Starting this weekend, you're going to be surrounded by students who've come here to have that college experience and will want to convince you that, well, first and foremost, you need to have a good time, that college is about having a good time. No, it's not. And college is about developing yourself as a scholar. I mean, the rest of it is marketing.
So what is resilience?
To be fair, it's not like the scholars spend the day doing military drills. Most of the time, they're in classes or info sessions. Some of the content is academic, but most of it is about connecting them to campus resources or teaching them about squishy concepts like grit.
While a certain level of intelligence is necessary for success, students with perseverance and passion for long-term goals perform at higher levels than more gifted students who do not have that quality. So what does that mean?
But what sticks out about the program is its disciplinary structure. It's something the students almost universally resent, at least at first. Amos Tarley again.
So on the first or second day, I would have tried to tear this program to shreds and tell you the worst things I know, but...
But Tarley says he's changed. He talks different. He thinks different. He even reads for fun now. He likes the University of Delaware.
At first, I didn't really feel like I belonged here because, you know, this is a predominantly white school. But the group that we have here is very diverse, and it made me, like, have hope. Like, maybe, you know, this could be a place for me because I just found 30 new front, like, family members. So I feel very, like, at home here.
Someday, Doug Zander hopes this program can serve way more than 30 students a year, maybe as many as 300. He thinks it could even be a model for how selective universities integrate academically at-risk students. First, though, Zander must prove that 2 weeks of hard lessons can create 4 years of good habits. The students, for their part, say they're ready.
Definitely. Keep an eye out.
You're going to see a whole lot of scholars on the dean's list. You're going to see a whole lot of scholars going to graduate school, getting their PhDs. Like, watch out for us. Watch out, University of Delaware.
Indeed, the university will be watching. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.